Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to another issue of Marvelicious Toys. This is Marjorie.
This is Arnie.
And I guess I'm Justin.
You see Ghost Rider, Justin?
I have not.
Don't.
You know, I wasn't super excited about it anyway, so I'm guessing maybe I won't. Is it that bad?
You can hear my full review over at nowplayingpodcast.com. Jacob Stewart and I reviewed it. I'll say this. One of the three of us think you should go see it in theaters.
I have a guess.
It wasn't me.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I know. You figure Arnie and bad movies go together like peanut butter and jelly.
Well, not only that, but he's also a Ghost Rider fan, so I thought maybe he'd give a little leniency.
I will say this, though. It explains why Marvel Legends Wave 1 has a blue Ghost Rider in it. I kind of thought that was a weird thing to tie in, but actually, it is part of the movie.
You know, I think I saw a bit of that in a trailer where there's a half a second clip where the wheels of his bike start to turn blue. And I'm like, oh, I bet you in the movie there's some blue Ghost Rider action going on.
Well, of the three Marvel movies of this year, it was the one I anticipated the least. Now, it was kind of like the hors d'oeuvre. It was the cheese and crackers before even the salad before the main course.
It's the free breadsticks.
Oh, those breadsticks have a cost. It's buried somewhere, but those will cost you. There were no Ghost Rider toys this time, were there? We had Ghost Rider toys, the first one.
Well, there were just a couple. There was like the titanium vehicles. They didn't do figures or anything. And I think this time, I'm guessing the reason we have the Ghost Rider and the Ghost Rider variant in Marvel Legends is because of the movie. I mean, it's too unlikely to be a coincidence.
Yeah, and I just don't know if that there's enough other characters outside of Ghost Rider in those movies to support a whole line.
Surprisingly, there was a line of Ghost Rider figures in the 90s from Toy Biz. I picked up the Blackout at my comic store the night we went to see Ghost Rider. It was the one Ghost Rider toy they had, and with him being the villain, I'm like, yeah, I'll pick him up tonight as my one old toy of the week.
Yeah, when he's a good boy, I let him buy one toy every week.
I was going to say, is that a new club? The one new old toy of the week.
Supporting local business. I'm the opposite of a cash mob. I just once a week spend $7 on an old figure. So there is a whole line of Ghost Rider toys out there, but not for this movie. I think everyone kind of knew the way the wind was blowing on it. And with the directors of Crank doing it, probably not so kiddie friendly.
Very true.
Unfortunately, it wasn't a hard R.
Oh, so no, like, severed heads being kept alive in fish tanks or anything?
No, unfortunately not, and...
That sounds good. What movie is that from?
Crank 2.
Oh, that's right. See, I only saw that once, and I think I fell asleep.
And the graphic sex on the raceway.
Now you just make me want to go watch Crank 2, so let's hurry up and...
Well, speaking of the Ghost Rider Marvel Legends, let's talk about Marvel Legends in...
The Spectacular Store Report.
So it seems like some people, some lucky people, are finding the Marvel Legends at Walmart. Now, I haven't seen them yet, and I've hit almost every Walmart in my town, and there's not even peg space yet. The Walmarts around me look like they did right after Christmas, except for they added some Star Wars stuff in there at some point. Other than that, there's just not a lot going on around here. What about your Walmarts? Have you seen anything new or exciting going on there?
Our Walmarts have nothing in them. Nothing at all. I go pretty regularly, and there's no Legends. There's just the same old peg warmers, Marvel Universe, Spider-Man, Iron Man, Cap, and Thor, but nothing worth mentioning at Walmart or at Target. Target, they did have a couple of the new Marvel Universe figures, but really, both those stores are completely dead to me.
And our Target's not even worth going to right now because it's under construction. So everything keeps moving every week. It's like a game. You never know where the toys are going to be located. And we don't even have Easter stuff in our Target yet. And Christ, it's almost time for 4th of July stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel the same way. Like, I've kind of stopped hitting Walmarts and Targets so regularly just because there's nothing going on. But now that I've heard some folks are finding Legends there, I was kind of interested to see, one, if I could find them there, and two, how much they were going to be. Because, you know, Toys R Us is always a little bit more expensive, and looks like they're going to be a dollar cheaper at $16.99 at Walmart starting off. Still a little bit steep. I was hoping for a $15.99, maybe even a $14.99.
I really had hoped for $15.99 myself. $16.99 doesn't make it worth it to not buy it at Toys R Us.
Exactly.
Especially variants.
Yep. And it seems like that's what people are finding, is that variant case that has the orange Ghost Rider and the stealth Iron Man and even the photon shield Steve Rogers. So it's worth checking out. I still need to find that Steve Rogers figure.
Well, as I mentioned last week, when we were in New York at the Toys R Us there, I found the Stealth Armor Iron Man, and I'm glad I grabbed him because I have not found one since. But then a friend of mine up in Chicago, Chris, who's on our forums as Jedi Yoda 7, gave me a phone call. He was standing in a Toys R Us, and he had in his hand an extra orange Ghost Rider. And he asked me if I wanted it, and I went, hell yeah.
Now, he had Ghost Rider that he didn't need, or the orange was extra orangey, when you say extra orange?
An orange one he didn't need for himself.
Okay.
And then he got looking, and they also had the photon shield cap. So I've got both of those coming to me in the mail, so I can sleep a little better at night.
Is that what's been keeping you up?
Well, just when you think it's safe, though, now I hear at Walmart, Wave 2 of the Legends is showing up already, which is incredibly fast, given that we're only getting 3 waves all year. To get 2 already is crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And a little bit nerve-wracking. You know, I'm still looking for one more variant from the first wave, and this second wave is where the variants are also going to come with variant parts. So that's going to get a little tricky. Plus, the variants are going to be entirely different characters, too. So this is going to be a little bit more crazy than the first wave.
Yeah, it's driving me a little nuts, too, because you can't even order those by the case to get the variants. I can get the base set from Entertainment Earth, but to get the variants, no way to know how.
Exactly. That puts you right back in the toy hunt, you know? I mean, you have to go out there and find them. And I guess, if anything, having them show up at Walmarts now is a good thing. That just means that Target will be getting them soon, and we'll have 3 places to look rather than just hoping the once-a-week truck at Toys R Us has some Marvel Legends on it, which has been my game plan for the last month. But Toys R Us has been the place to go lately, because they're the only place for once that has new stuff. They've been getting all the Avengers stuff in, and the store closest to me actually had 3 or 4 cases of all of the new Avengers figures. And after looking at them and then maybe going around the aisles a few times and then coming back and looking at them again, then I went down to the Star Wars stuff and looked at that stuff. Then I went back again, end up leaving with a Nick Fury mini mug. It was about the only thing that really caught my eye that day.
That's it? You found all the figures, all the toys. You just bought one mug? How can you do that? I thought that was illegal. I thought there was like some statute.
It was a strange feeling. It really was. I've never found a new wave of figures, a new line of figures, and not have the urge to buy them all. You know, I sat there, I looked at them, and I just, okay, I'll be completely honest with you. I end up buying the next day the Hulk and Loki. Because I had to see for myself. I couldn't hate on them until I actually had them in my hand to see for myself. And you know what? The sculpts, not terrible. Not terrible sculpts. It is seriously this articulation that is getting me. You have this Hulk figure that has no ankles, no wrists, no hip. Well, his hips have articulation, but no waist articulation. It feels like a very well-constructed McDonald's Happy Meal toy.
Ouch.
It really does. I'm just being brutally honest here. And Loki looks really cool, and he'll do just fine standing there, but he's missing articulation too. No wrists and no ankles. So, you know, these are the ones that, especially Loki, it's not going to bother me that much. But I looked at Cap and his kick-ass new outfit, and I just couldn't do it. I looked at Iron Man, and that one I really couldn't do, because it's like, well, I have 7 or 8 Iron Man in the Mark VI already from just buying the Iron Man line. And the Thor, didn't look different enough to me to pick up. And then they had the couple comic figures that I think you've seen too. You know what? When the Hawkeye comes out with that mask on, I'll get him because he's cool and we haven't had him before. But I couldn't even bring myself to buy that comic version of Thor that kind of looks like Aquaman.
The Ultimate Thor?
Yeah.
And you did text me, the Stealth Armor Iron Man is comic series. I had gotten all conspiracy theoried and thought it was in the movie, but it is comic series figure.
Now, that's not to say there might not be a Stealth Armor in the movie. We don't know that, but this figure here is not that. So yeah, I don't know what to say. I can't get geeked up about these unarticulated figures. I don't know. I want to be excited about it because I'm super geeked about the movie. I can't wait for this movie to come out. I know it's going to be a great movie, but there's just something about these figures that is really almost making me upset.
See, when I saw them at Toys R Us in Times Square, again, the Hulk was the one I really wanted to like, and the articulation, especially the things you're mentioning, ankles and wrists, that doesn't bother me so much. Sure, it kind of sucks if you can't have Iron Man in his repulsor blast stop in the name of love pose, and you want to be able to have ankles so that the figures can stand, but if the figures stand well, I don't really care about ankle articulation, and if they're posed well, I don't care about wrist articulation. What I want is a good sculpt, and I thought that the figures had them, except for that Hulk who's just undersized, and he's so pale. It's like Hulk needs to eat chicken soup and recover. Hulk feeling queasy.
Yeah. It's a weird color palette on him for sure. He's also a little bit undefined in the muscle area, you know?
I agree. I think that Hulk needs to be a bit more defined. I would have been perfectly fine if they'd just taken one of the Marvel Universe bodies and thrown a Ruffalo head on it.
Yeah, and that's the one part of this figure that is awesome. The head does look like Ruffalo, you know? I will give them that.
I really think that's the figure they should have gone the extra mile on, made it a deluxe thing, or even made it vehicle-priced, given us a two-scale Hulk with a banner.
Agreed. Yeah, a two-figure pack. Because you're not going to sell just a plain old Mark Ruffalo and khakis figure on a single card.
I would probably buy that. I think that would be kind of fun. He's not so bad.
Well, if we didn't get a Tony Stark all dressed up, we're not going to get a Ruffalo dressed up.
Yeah, I know.
And then you get your Elektra figure and reenact 13 going on 30.
Exactly! I could reenact the Thriller dance.
Well, Justin, I'm the anti-you when it comes to Avengers. I'm just super hyped. And as I mentioned last week, our store put out some Avengers stuff. And then, like a toy tease, they put it back away. And I have gone there and seen that 6 feet of empty shelf, like, every 2 days. And they just refuse to break street date on these monkey-fighting toys.
Yeah, every trip out of the house involved a trip to Toys R Us because we have to go right by it to just about get anywhere, which is inconvenient because I found some stuff I wanted to buy, but the line was too long, so I just left it.
I just can't believe that they would leave 6 feet of shelf open for nothing.
But it's killing you because you can't have them.
It is, and you know what? When they put that stuff out, I gotta say, it was probably hype, and if they'd had those 3 3/4 inch figures out, I probably wouldn't have bought them. But I broke down, and I bought some stuff that we'll review.
I think there might be a conspiracy in your town. I bet you you're well-known enough in your town as a collector that the Toys R Us manager is like, look, I've looked at these figures, and I know Arnie. He's not going to fall for these. So if we put them out and then take them away, he will want them so bad that the day we put them out, he'll buy them all. Whereas if we just put them out now, he'll come look at them, he'll buy one or two, and that'll be it.
First of all, I was able to get a couple 3 3/4 inch toys, but they were not basic figures. They had put out a couple of the smaller non-movie vehicles. I got the Iron Man Firestrike Assault Jet with an Iron Man, I think it's a Mark VI in there because it's got the triangle on it with the silver plating.
Yeah, that'd be the Mark VI.
And it's not too bad of a vehicle. I like it better than what they did in the Iron Man 2 line because they're going with more of a silver look. They're putting the Avengers logo on the toys. Even if it's not in the movie, you could think of it as if it would be versus, say, the giant tank that Cap rolled around in with his motorcycle.
Here's my question, though. Much like my problem with droids flying ships in Star Wars, Why does Iron Man need a private little plane? Doesn't his suit function as a flying device?
Maybe he might want to take somebody with him sometime and maybe have someone else fly the plane so he can have strippers and drinks.
Well, this only holds one figure, so that kind of blows that.
Maybe
out of the
he gets
water.
Tired, okay?
Fuel conservation. Maybe he just needs more firepower because this thing does come with firing missiles.
Okay, I'll accept that excuse.
Is it great? It's not great, but it's, again, better than some of the previous movies they've done. I also, this one's the one I kind of, when I was taking photos, I'm like, wow, I bought this, huh? This is the other mid-sized vehicle. It's the Captain America Goliath Assault Tank.
I saw that one, and I chuckled at it out loud in the toy aisle. And I can't believe I'm looking at actual in-studio shots of it.
Oh, then Justin, you do not know Arnie well enough.
If they had had the figures out, this would have been an easy pass. It's not like I picked up all the other Spider-Man, Iron Man, Cap vehicles.
He's itching to buy something. This is what's going on.
This was the closest I could come to getting Avengers 3 3/4 inch figures. But let me tell you, the Cap that comes with that Goliath is so neon, it makes the Family Dollar figure look downright muted. This thing is bright.
Yeah, that is some unnatural blue.
It's not really movie accurate because I've seen the movie pictures. This is definitely just a repaint of the Marvel Universe series, I think, or at least that sculpt. It has less articulation, but it with the boots they gave him and that outfit, that's not from the movie.
You know, that looks like a unique sculpt. But you're right, it's more of the comic Marvel Universe style. But that looks like a unique sculpt with no elbows, no wrists, no knees, no ankles. Wow. So with the lack of articulation in the main line, they really had to up their game on de-articulating the crappy packing figures.
Now, this vehicle does not look as good as Iron Man's flying one. It looks to me a little bit like a pool toy or a transformer that's gone retarded.
Yeah, it looks like a rejected G.I. Joe concept.
But it does hold three figures and launches a missile.
I love that the hatch says hatch. In case you didn't know, that's hatch.
It has two modes, speed and assault. So you can get there quickly and then assault it.
Oh, brother.
This was one like you, Justin. I looked at him. I kind of walked around the aisles. I looked at the superhero squad. I looked at the Star Wars.
And then you still bought them.
Then went back and looked at them again. And I put them in my cart. And then I put them back on the shelf. And then I'm like, I want a 3 3/4 Avengers figure. Bought them and then came home and went, wait a second. Neither of these is Avenger movie accurate figures.
So you're going to return them?
No. No. But I did get some Avengers figures. I'm so happy to say I got Avengers figures. They're not 3 3/4 inch scale.
Here we go again.
I bought the 10-inch Avengers toys. And these, again, walked around, couldn't decide. And something about them, the likenesses, the outfits and everything, made me get them. Now, I really wish I'd known that these were an MSRP of $19.99 before I paid $28 a figure for them.
Yikes. You're looking at half the Hot Toys right there.
Oh! And that's how we get them to understand monetary value.
I know, but you know what? I wanted the Avengers figures. I had a place on a shelf where I knew they'd go. I thought they'd look good, and hey, they talk.
I defend this nation from any and all threats.
Are you squeezing his crotch to make him talk?
It's
yes.
His belt.
It's his crotch.
That's enhanced interrogation, I believe.
Yeah, it is.
Let's go, Avengers. Hit them with all you've got.
He says quite a few things.
Apparently to Thor.
But they all have an action feature. Like, Cap can fling his shield. And if you take the figure, you pull it back, and then release, and it makes a sound. Yes.
Nice takedown.
Does his shield actually fling out of his hands?
Yes. and it hits things like wives and War Machine, yes. That would explain why he has this goofy, goofy pose with his chest out.
Now, that's the problem is, I got him out of the package and then suddenly realized this figure, you're complaining about articulation, Justin. This figure has 5 points of articulation, which wouldn't be bad if they're the 5 in the old Star Wars mode, but one of his legs is articulated at the hip, just one. The other leg is statuesque. His arm is articulated in 2 places. You get the elbow, and then you get the shoulder, but the shoulder just rotates. His arm is forced in an upward position. So if you go with the packaged photo, he's just kind of reaching up. If you move the elbow, you can get the I'm curious scratching my head pose. Maybe if you turn it, it's the did I put on deodorant today pose.
No, 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 no. He's kissing his guns.
Yeah, I saw that one in the store, too, and the first thing that my eye went to was that weird angle that his hip is sitting in there. He's almost got a sexy lingerie model pose going on with his hip. You know, it's kind of off to the side and one leg out, extended.
I thought it looked like it was like the ending scene in, like, Dancing of a Cabaret or something. Like a dinner theater that does drag.
Yeah. It's a very exaggerated pose.
It really is. And, you know, I tried to do a group shot of these figures to make them look cool, and Cap just screwed it all up. You can't make this figure look cool. Also, I don't know if they intended that instead of pushing his belt, I was supposed to push his star, but his star isn't straight on his chest, and it's, like, raised and not in there right.
Is that where he talks, though?
No, he talks out of his belt.
Oh. Huh. Does the star do anything?
No, the star does nothing. It doesn't move. It's glued on there. I don't know why they did it. The third thing is this Chris Evans likeness is so close as to be a little bit creepy.
It doesn't look like Chris Evans.
I think it really does. I think they got the pouty lips and
chubby
the
cheeks.
Well, he has chubby cheeks, but they got the pouty lips and the good jaw.
Yeah, that's a pretty good likeness. It's only one color of paint there on his face. You know, if they had a little wash, it might bring out some more of the detail. But that's not a bad sculpt there.
And then he's a bit of a screwy figure. There's screws visible all over him.
One right in his pit and one in his wrist there.
But if he doesn't do anything, why has he got so many screw holes?
I think it's because of the electronics. The way that he flings the shield is you put the shield on a couple of tabs on his arm, and then when you pull him back, the whipping motion, it comes out. So Cap is the worst of the three, I have to say. Next, we have Thor. And Thor, I'm pretty happy with him, all things considered. First of all, I think he's got a great Chris Hemsworth likeness. Much better than any of the Thor figures we've seen before, or even the bigger Thor toys.
Or just some guy at a Metallica concert.
Perhaps. He actually the lead Hetfield singer of Metallica.
Yeah, it does look like James Hetfield.
Iron Man, you are a valiant warrior. My name is Thor.
Did you say valued warrior?
Uh-huh.
Avengers, with me! Villain, feel the might of Thor!
This is awful.
I'm really not happy with the voices. If you're going for movie likenesses, I think they should have used movie quotes said by the actor. I'm fine with any other toy using whatever voice actor happens to be wandering the halls at Hasbro. And by voice actor, I mean intern. But when you've got Chris Hemsworth's face, why can't you use Chris Hemsworth's voice?
Because he's too expensive.
Does he have a cloth cape going on there?
He has a soft goods cape. It's kind of a cheap material, but it adds something to be soft goods, and it's well sewn at the top to make it look really well on him. I like the likeness. I like the cape. I like the outfit that they did. I like the wash on it, you know, or not really a wash, but just the paint colors used and how it's kind of that ultimate Thor outfit. I'm liking all of that. The hammer could use a little more detail. It doesn't have the little inscription on the Mjolnir that it should. He's got more articulation to him. Both his arms move. He has elbow articulation, wrist articulation.
He's got some shiny-ass boots.
He has some shiny-ass boots.
They're like black patent leather-looking boots. Those are like, yeah, no, those are like S&M boots.
Ankle articulation.
Well, that's important for the S&M.
The weird thing is, because he throws his hammer, he's got a bit of a pit in his thumb pit that looks almost like he's been assimilated by the Borg. And that's where you put Mjolnir. And the one arm, it just, it's like it's kind of broken, or it's, you know, almost ready to do a Nazi salute or something.
You know who he looks like is later years Kurt Cobain.
But yes, you pull him back at the waist, and he drops the hammer.
Please, hammer, don't hurt him.
Like a boss.
So, it's not too bad. It's kind of cheap. The cape hides most of the screw holes, which is nice. And he was one of the big reasons that I picked up the line. The next was, I'm just infatuated with the Mark VII armor of Iron Man. And they had the Iron Man there, so I picked him up. Getting him out of the package, I'm actually not too happy with him. He's a little bit too just cheap plastic red.
It's like not an Iron Man red. And with the gold, it looks really tacky.
Yeah, I haven't seen this one in person yet, but yeah, I can see what you're saying. Needs a little more detail in the paint job there.
Yeah, it's not painted is the key. It's just red plastic. And it really starts to show up. He does not throw anything. Instead, he has guns that attach to his back, which I believe, I haven't seen the movie, obviously, but I've seen some shots from the movie where he had something on his back, so that may be semi-movie accurate. And you move his arm, and it comes into play and makes this sound.
But it doesn't fire?
It will fire if I push the button. And of course, he talks, and again, not Robert Downey Jr.'s voice. Oh, weird.
Sounds a little RDJ. I don't know.
Here's something very cool. If the guns are in the cocked position, when you push his chest, it makes firing noises. If the guns are at back, then he speaks.
I am Iron Man.
So that's kind of cool. And I like the face on him. The mask, they did a good job on. The rest of him, eh. He's the hardest one to stand. He's got leg articulation, knee articulation, wrist articulation, and shoulder articulation. But the shoulders are a little wonky because as you move the arm up is when the guns come into play. So, you know, when you phrase it like this is half a hot toy, I probably wouldn't recommend buying these. But it was kind of cool to assemble the Avengers. I wish Cap just wasn't so crappy. He's crapped in America.
They're all kind of crappy.
Crapped in America. Well, you've officially paid more attention to these three toys than the disappointed kids who will be getting these for birthdays this summer have.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I was a kid that I'd be disappointed. It's 10 inches. You know, it's close to a 12-inch figure. You know, if you want a big toy to play with, this isn't a bad way to go, and it's only $20 MSRP. If you saw these at Walmart, you could do a lot worse. Seeing them at Toys R Us is where I got kind of hosed. Now, the one I haven't seen, have you seen this one, Justin, Hulk?
No, I've only seen the Cap and the Thor. I haven't seen Hulk or the Iron Man.
I'm wondering if Hulk is going to be a later wave. We saw him at Toy Fair. He looked pretty good. He's, you know, still got the same scale problem. He's about 10 inches. It's not like he's enormously larger, but he has smashing action. So I saw those. I did not give in to everything. They also had the pullback vehicles with Cap and Iron Man on dune buggies. I did not get those.
Dune buggies, huh? That's awesome.
Well, I'll applaud you for that. That's showing some restraint. Very little restraint, but some restraint.
And I did get all of the new mini mugs. Did yours have these? The Hulk Abomination, Captain America, Red Skull, Silver Centurion, Ironmonger, Loki, and Thor?
They did. They had a boatload of them. They had some on the pegs. They had some on the shelf below the pegs. And I was digging on them. I about started to fill up a basket with them, and I thought better of it. I thought, you know, if I buy enough of these at the extra $2, I could eventually save enough to buy a whole extra set of these if I just wait till I see them somewhere else. But yeah, the Captain America Red Skull one was really hard not to get, as was the Hulk and Abomination one. That Abomination is the cutest Abomination they have ever made.
Red Skull is freaking adorable. He's got little things in his eyes. Did you see little reflections?
Yeah, he's got little skulls in his eyes.
And he's got little corn kernel teeth. They're so cute. Look at Captain America. He's got a little smirk. I love the little mini ones. I think that I like the mini ones better.
I think they feel a license to go a little bit crazier with the mugs in the mini scale. Either that or they just got the practice in, because the Red Skull's got a couple different paint shades on his face and the skulls in the eyes. They're just really going to town with them in this mini scale.
Yeah, I had a hard time not paying for them. You know what I'm saying? It was hard for me to make the choice to wait a little bit on them, because I didn't know where to draw the line.
It was hard for me not to buy the extra set of Cap and Red Skull and Hulk and Abomination, because these are very easy desk toys.
They are in the mini size, but I just think they're too expensive for that now.
They won't be when we find them
at other stores. Yeah, that's the key.
Because these are $11.99 at Walmart and Target, whereas I paid about $15 a pack for them at Toys R Us. Abomination's cool with his little piranha teeth.
I know, and look at Hulk. He's mad.
This is the best Hulk they've made. I own all the mini
does
mug
he have
Hulks.
Nipples?
He does have little nipples. I have a Mighty Mug Hulk on my desk at work. But this one, again, they've just given him such a scowl and his gnashing his teeth, and it's just a great set.
Part of me kind of wishes that they would do some of the comic ones in the individual boxes, because there's something about those teeny tiny little individually boxed ones that I'm really digging. The two packs I can see getting and opening, but those individually packed ones, I think I just want to get them and keep them in there.
I know. I love the box art on these. I always have.
Yeah, that's the best part.
I have to try to avoid becoming a opener and boxed collector, but...
Yes, please.
They are just mini. They won't take up too much space.
The Thor Loki is pretty good. I love the Loki in this with his little look.
I like Loki because he's fun. He might be one of my new favorite villains.
The Thor, I have to say, he's inferior to the Thor we got at the Comic-Con pack, the Avengers set. But with the Avengers movie coming out, you gotta have a Thor. He does have a tiny little hammer.
Aww.
Now, does that one have a helmet?
It's painted on. That's why I feel he's inferior.
Yeah.
The set that just didn't excite me, it's just nowhere near as cute, is the Iron Man, Silver Centurion, and Iron Monger set.
That's because that Iron Man has no personality. I've never cared really for the Iron Man mugs. I just think they lack personality.
Yeah, there's just nothing cute about him. It's just a good paint job. The Iron Monger, I kind of like his frown, and it kind of reminds me of medieval knight armor on him with the mouthpiece. A mixture of medieval knight and jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, out of all the packs I saw, that one's the most blah.
It really is, and this one would be the one that I have no desire to pick a spare up of. Thor and Loki, maybe. But the Cap and Red Skull and the Hulk and Abomination, the two they actually had spares of, were the two that I would have bought spares of. So those were my Avengers purchases, and tomorrow, the 1st of March, is when I'll be picking up the rest.
Help my credit card. I was in Target just milling around one night, and I happened across Amazing Spider-Man pool toys. Now, it's the only Amazing Spider-Man toys I've seen thus far on the pegs. But they're the dive toys, and they're heavy, so you can throw them in the pool and then dive after them. So I can occupy Arnie all day with these. Just keep throwing them in. There's three in a pack. You get Spider-Man crawling up a wall. Then you get Spider-Man doing some kind of weird dance move, perhaps inspired by Turn Off the Dark.
I think he's punching. He's punching someone.
I have punched people, and I've never punched like that.
Can you crawl up walls?
Well, I can't.
Then that's the difference.
Okay, all right. And then you get the lizard with his big tail. Ooh, they smell like cancer. I just smelled them.
Yes, they smell like pool toys.
But you can throw them in the pool. Oh, he's creepy looking. His eyes are crazy eyes. Look at that. They're not painted right.
No, he looks like somebody stole his eyeballs.
Yeah.
He actually has a pupil in one eye. The other one, it just looks like it's mispainted and it's down in the corner like he's cross-eyed. I was excited because you brought these home, and these are about action figure size, somewhere between a 3¾-inch figure and a Marvel Legend. I'd say these are about 4.5 or 5 inches. They have no articulation. They're just this rubbery thing, but
they're heavy.
I'll be damned if they're not pretty good sculpts and paint jobs for pool toys. And I'm just excited because, I mean, Amazing Spider-Man feels so far away. Avengers feels pretty close, but Spider-Man, being July, just feels forever away. And to get some figures that show the new outfit with the giant spider on it and the red stripe down the blue pants and everything and the big spider symbol on the back that they're tagging buildings with. Don't vandalize, kids. Don't vandalize.
Well, no, I mean, that's a good point. We as toy fanatics just saw the reveal of Lizard at Toy Fair. You know, that was where they got to unveil what Lizard looks like outside of other leaks and stuff. I mean, kids who aren't paying attention to Toy Fair are going to go see Lizard 3-4 months in advance of the movie even coming out, if they happen to be in the pool aisle at Target, that is.
And hey, it's February. Who's not shopping for pool supplies in the Midwest?
It's 60 degrees tomorrow here, so pool's going to be open before you know it.
And then I don't get the need for a second Spider-Man that's just attached to a piece of wall. But hey, we'll take it. How much did you pay for this?
I have no idea. I'm not lying. I walked down the aisle, saw Spider-Man pool toys, and I just bought them. I bought some other things. I have no clue.
Well, just think. This could train kids to toy run because they're constantly going after Spider-Man figures. You throw them in the bottom of the pool, they have to go get them. They throw them in the bottom of the pool, they have to go get them. It looks like online, these go anywhere from $12 to $20. Which feels a little pricey, but again, good paint job. I guess it has to be. I wonder if it stands up to chlorine.
Yeah, it would almost have to for at least a little while. I mean, after a couple of years, I'm sure it'd start to show some wear and tear, but
yeah.
Hey, you can't dip it in the pool and watch it just dissolve.
Yeah, at Amazon, this set is $19.99.
Hmm. I don't know. Oh, I have no idea what I paid for it.
So this drove home that movie is coming. You know, all my focus has been on Avengers, but pretty soon Amazing Spider-Man toys are going to be hitting hard. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing more about that line. It seemed kind of underrepresented at Toy Fair also. I hope there's more than just 18 different Spider-Man outfits and one Lizard figure.
Well, we know there's already two Lizard figures, at least. You get that translucent leg one.
And a Venom and a Doc Ock. So hopefully it's going to be a good line. I'm hoping that it improves upon the current Spider-Man line where it's just, I'll pick up a villain here and there.
I don't know if I'm hoping for that. I don't know if I want a whole other line to collect.
So that's what we've been finding in stores. But online, we have our...
Sales to Astonish!
I truly did have a sale to astonish the past couple of weeks. Sideshow has been, I don't know if they're clearancing out their warehouse or what, but offering some great deals and a lot of giveaways. And they put up a coupon code. They had 6 of their Iron Man Stealth Armor Legendary Scale Busts left. Now these things, all of their Legendary Scale Busts, no matter which one, have a retail price of $200. So you take the 40% off and everything. I'm like, $125 shipped for this. And I was right on the fence about it. You know, it's like, that was about the right number for a 1/2 scale bust. I mean, a 1/2 scale bust is better to me than a life-size bust because a life-size bust takes a lot of room to display.
And they're kind of creepy.
It has to be the perfect one, and I've not seen the perfect one. And the life-size busts also range anywhere from $500 to $1,200. But for $200, I was like, meh. And this one has light-up features, and so that was a plus. And it's Stealth Armor Iron Man, which is one of my favorite armors.
He appears to be heavy.
So I picked him up, and got him this week. I'm blown away by this piece. First of all, it's enormously heavy. This thing weighs a good 15 pounds. Also, being the Stealth Armor... I kind of thought they'd just go one color and be done with it, but they've given him a couple different shades of blue. His head is almost an iridescent where it changes shade in how I look at it, and then the body's kind of a steel blue.
Yeah, that looks pretty sweet. Now, what lights up? Eyes light up?
Ooh, that's really cool. Look at that. It's like the Terminator.
It is very cool. When his arc reactor and his eyes light up, they are bright, and the red color with the blue armor, I'm really, really impressed with this piece. I would have, if I'd seen this and known how cool it was, I probably would have paid the $200, and to get it for $125 is amazing.
Yeah, I'm not a bust guy, but that thing is kind of making me rethink that.
They also did a few things really well on this. One of the problems I've had with this line has been the tapering of the body to the base. But here, you know, it tapers like all the other ones do, but his shoulder armor and his chest armor hide it, so it doesn't look as weird as, like, say, the Emma Frost, which just looks like somebody sliced her open with a lightsaber.
Well, yeah, and being armor, it kind of lends itself to the, you know, pieces and parts being taken off and possibly hung up. You know, those could be shoulder pads.
Exactly.
For a little itty-bitty tired Iron Man.
And the one-half scale in the full body, when we saw those legendary scale figures, is creepy as heck. But in a bust, it doesn't come off creepy. And it's a nice size. It's so much larger than the Bowen and the Gentle Giant that it makes it feel like more of a centerpiece item. And something you certainly wouldn't want, you know, too many of, because you'd have to have some place to put them all. But I'm just astounded at how nice this is. I think that I'm going to look at, when they do characters I love, look at this line a little bit closer, because I have never been able to touch one. I've seen them in person at cons and all that, but never really known how good a line this legendary scale bust line is.
I must set him down. I cannot hold him anymore.
It's a workout.
I was freaking out when I opened the box. It was like, I cannot believe how heavy he is. And he came with batteries. That was so nice of them.
Yeah, that's a pretty sweet piece. I might have to take a closer look at those next time I'm at a con.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely... I had pre-ordered the Emma Frost one and then canceled the pre-order. But I think, especially when there's discounts, this is well worth a $200 price if it's a character you like and an art you like. You know, a lot of them, we've seen them at, like, Jim Hanley's Universe in New York and things. And, like, you know, Spider-Man and Hulk and them, they don't have the light-up features. And the light-up features, sometimes they can come across gimmicky, but with this Iron Man, it just works so well.
It fits very well with the figure.
I cannot wait to display this thing in my theater room. And then, Sideshow, you know, again, they must be clearing out a warehouse. They had a trivia contest on Facebook, and I entered, and they informed me, and I was blown away. I won a Blade versus Dracula diorama from them.
Whoa.
Now, that's a $300 item, and I never would have bought the thing. I never would have. It's not got some great art. It's Dracula's got his cape flared out, but I'm a Blade fan. I'd actually looked at it before. I think, you know, they were trying to clear out their warehouse because this piece came out back in 2008, and they still had some. But I was kind of excited to get a Blade piece, and I was a little bummed then when I got an email that said, we went to ship it and realized it was damaged. You have to pick something else. Here's your options. And I'm like, ah, kind of wanted that Blade. And my options were either the Bullseye Comiquette from Sideshow, the Venomsaurus T-Rex that we talked about way back in our very first episode of Marvelicious.
Going way back.
Yeah. Or an Anakin versus Asajj Ventress Sideshow diorama. And I was torn, because none of them did I want as much as the Blade. I was like, well, you know, free is free. I'm not going to complain about it. And so I was going to go with the Anakin versus Asajj diorama, but I had to check. I said, is that Venomsaurus the exclusive? Because if you go back to that first episode, I did like the little Venom head that it came with in the exclusive version. And they're like, yeah, it's the exclusive if you want it. So I'm getting a Venomsaurus.
Oh, God.
Excellent. It all comes full circle. We were wondering who would be the target audience for that, and it appears it's your second choice on a free giveaway.
Oh my God, it's like Seinfeld, the beginning and the end, talking about the button. Now we can just quit. We're done.
Of course.
I don't think we have anything else to talk about.
Avengers is coming. There will be stuff to talk about.
No, I think it's just proof everyone gets to see what I already know. Arnie may say, oh, I'm not buying that. I don't really want it. But if the price is right, he'll buy it.
If the price is zero, I'll take it. I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing this in person, because maybe it's going to be like this legendary scale bust, and I'm going to be like, oh, that's silly. Oh, it doesn't look good. And then when I get it, maybe I'm going to be so impressed, because Sideshow does have really good sculptors, really good craftsmen there. Maybe I'm going to get it and be like, wow, I really needed that. But it's telling to me that this item was a limited edition. They only made 175 of them and they're giving them away.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a question of quality. It's just like we talked about way back when, is it's just who's the target audience for this? I can't imagine there's that many Venom dinosaur fans out there that would want to spend that kind of dough to have that representation on their shelf.
I mean, I understand, and this was a learning curve for me. A lot of listeners from our very first issue came and said, you know, you got to read Old Man Logan, and this is a great scene in Old Man Logan. And I'm like, okay, and I did, and it is. And hey, I'm a boy. I like dinosaurs, and I like symbiotes. And so I guess it's two great tastes that taste great together.
Now you're going to have a whole new Marvel fetish. Anytime there's a crossover between any character and a dinosaur of any type.
But we'll be sure to review that on the show when we get it, because I'm intrigued.
I think I have a little bit of a morbid fascination with it as myself.
And what's funny is on one of our early shows, we also made fun of that MODOK and said he ate a burrito, and now I own him too. It seems like anything we make fun of, I'll end up owning.
It's just a matter of time.
It does look like he ate a burrito, and there was a problem. He ate a chili cheese burrito, then added extra hot sauce. And that's what happens.
Now, I still think, though, I'm going to be able to pass on the life-size bust line from Sideshow. Again, very expensive, very large. They did come out with a Daredevil one. I find the pictures of it a little bit creepy. I can't place who that chin looks like. But it's certainly not Affleck, and it is very comic-esque, but when you make it realistic, I don't know, I'm getting a little bit of, if he had a mustache, he'd be the Maitre D' from Ferris Bueller.
I'm getting a little from Malcolm in the Middle and...
Oh, Bryan Cranston?
I can see that. Yeah. I can definitely see that now that you've said it.
Definitely very nice looking.
I love the reds they've used, great wash, the eyes, but, and the way that they've made it really look leathery and veiny. I mean, again, never a question of quality, but, and I love the Daredevil character. I'd probably go legendary scale now that I've seen how cool that is, but the life-sized one, we alerted our listeners through our Sales to Astonish newsletter, as we did when the Iron Man bust went 40% off, and you can sign up for that newsletter at MarveliciousToys.com.
Last week, I had a brief moment of excitement and then a letdown.
Much like dating me.
Yeah, you know. Agent M, who works for Marvel, has a blog. He loves tacos, just in case you're wondering. He posted about some really cool Marvel iPod cases, and they're kawaii style, which is anime-style Marvel characters.
It's Japanese for very cute.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
They are very cute. Oh my god, I had to have actually one of each.
Really? All eight?
Except for Thor.
I thought Thor was rather cute. It was Spider-Man and Wolverine were the cutest two.
Yes, they were my top two. However, I liked them all and I wanted to buy them. Then I saw that they were only in iPod cases. Like for an iPod Touch. Because, you know, if you want to get one for your 8-year-old kid who probably has an iPhone anyway, I guess. But I was mad. I'm hoping they're going to come out with them for the iPhones.
My conspiracy theory in me makes me wonder if maybe they're just holding off on these designs for the iPhone 5. Because they're too good a design to hold back. And this is the same company. This is PDP that we talked about way back at San Diego Comic-Con, because they had that really awesome Captain America case.
Yeah, and they actually are the ones I talked about at Christmas with the vintage comic phone cases that you can buy at Walmart.
Yeah, I passed on the ones at Walmart, but if I ran across that Venom cops from Venom number 1, Venom Lethal Protector, I would have to have that one. And they're $35 on their website. They're only $20 at Walmart.
Yeah, it seems odd that they wouldn't make them for the most popular device, you know?
Well, you know, they're still testing it out. They don't know when to jump into the iPhone market yet, because it may just go away.
No, but that is some cool art. It's almost Tokidoki-ish.
It is. I felt like Tokidoki had a competitor for Marjorie's affections, given that she was going to give up her Tokidoki iPhone case that she's used since Comic-Con and go Marvel Kawaii.
Mm-hmm. I have issues.
Now, Gentle Giant had some new items up for pre-order as well. They have come out with a variant of their Black Widow bust. It is the White Widow, which, in case you might imagine, is the Black Widow in a white outfit.
I don't think I would have ever put that together.
It's from the cover of Black Widow Deadly Origin 2. This is limited to 200 pieces. Now here's the kicker. This first was made available to Premier Guild members. Last year, if you joined the Premier Guild, you could get a Spider-Man bust, which was fine. I mean, the Premier Guild's $70, but you get a free gift with your $70. And there was a Marvel one last year. This year, there is no Marvel Premier Guild gift. If you sign up for the Premier Guild, you have to choose between a couple of Star Wars items, a Harry Potter bust, or a Hobbit bust. So I feel like that's gotta hurt. If you really want that White Widow bust, you're gonna be paying about $150 for it and then turning around and having to sell a Star Wars or Harry Potter item if you don't collect those lines.
Yeah. Now, it says it's a variant. Is it just a repaint variant, or do we know what the original bust looked like? Is it a different head?
It's, as far as I can tell, just a variant of the outfit from having seen this bust way back at Comic-Con. I believe the hair color's the same. It might be slightly different, but it's the same sculpt. It's just the white outfit. But it's a cool-looking white outfit. She looks good in white. But can you wear white in February?
No, you're not supposed to.
I think it's after Labor Day you're not supposed to.
Yeah, but that's like feeding a gremlin after midnight. When can you start feeding them again?
You're not supposed to wear it between Labor Day and Memorial Day.
I think she'll be all right. I mean, it's more camouflage for the snow than anything. It's a practical choice, not a fashion choice.
Then what's with the cleavage?
That's a fashion choice.
And finally, the last sale to astonish. You know I got my order in. I've been keeping my eye on this one.
Oh, you're funny. That's a pun, isn't it?
It's actually a quote from Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
But it is the first Hot Toy from the Avengers films. We've had Hot Toys, and they've been Avengers, but this is the first Avengers-branded Hot Toy, and it is Fury.
I also think it's the first one that's going to be easy to swallow, because the rest of them, you show me the shadowed picture, I think we're going to have a problem this year, aren't we?
Yeah, here's what happened, is they released pictures of Nick Fury, and I'm like, oh, they're coming out with a Nick Fury. I wondered when. The very next day, Nick Fury went up for pre-order. And I thought about holding off. I thought about waiting for the discount, and then I'm like, what am I thinking? This thing is so awesome looking. I've met Sam Jackson in person. I've gotten to shake his hand. This is the closest I will come to reliving that moment.
We always talk about the incredible sculpts and the detail in the heads, but this is just uncanny how good this is. There's pores in the skin of this teeny tiny figure. You can see the veins in his forehead. This is insane detail.
The little scarring around his eye, which is there in the Avengers movie. I'm not sure if it was there in, like, the original Iron Man, but they did it for the movie. The graying and the hair, the look in the eye, the black outfit. Oh. It's so pretty. It's so pretty. And it comes with so many accessories. First of all, proof it's not a doll. No doll comes with a bazooka. If it's got a BFG, it's not a doll.
Funny.
And a kick-ass suitcase.
It lights up the cosmic cube. It's what nice. We saw at the end of Thor, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And 8 sets of hands.
Yeah, various gloved and 2 sets of ungloved hands, and then various articulations of gloved hands.
This thing is gorgeous. I immediately ordered. And then the next day, as if to thank me for my order, they released an image to show their Avengers line that is assembling.
I don't think that's a thank you for your order, Arnie. I think that's we have him now.
It's more, it's actually very polite.
It's polite? How is this polite?
It's telling you, by the way, sir, you're going to be spending thousands of dollars with us this year. You may want to budget accordingly.
Yeah, you know, Justin, when I come home from, like, the grocery store and he asks me how much I spent, I say, you know, half a Hot Toy. That's how we have to keep track of things.
Let's look at this lineup. We are going to be getting an Avengers Thor, and I like the Avengers outfit better than the Thor outfit. I like his hair better in this one. I'm excited for that one.
But I think that's a blanket statement for you. I'm excited for that one.
We'll get
and that
there.
One.
We'll get there.
And that one. And that one. And that one. And that one. Oh, and that one, too.
Justin, you passed on the last Thor. How are you feeling on this one?
If I was to get a Thor, I think it would be the Avengers Thor. You're right. The outfit seems more right on now. And the head sculpt seems just a little bit better, too. So if I decide to assemble my Avengers, it's going to be that one.
Then Iron Man Mark 7. Are you feeling the need for any more iron?
I'll have to see the movie first. See how much time he spends in that outfit.
See, this is how normal people do it, Arnie.
I could always cancel my pre-orders. That's there were true. No deposits.
Thank God there's not like a whole slew of Ghost Rider hot toys coming out.
I already have the one, and if they made another one, I would buy it. Because that Ghost Rider looked badass in the film. I'll probably pick up the Mark 7. I gotta say, I'm got all the others. It feels completest. Here's the one that if I were to skip one would be the first one I'd skip, and that's Hawkeye.
Because it's Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I gotta see the movie. Maybe he really...
No.
...kicks some arrow. But at the moment, his one scene in Thor, I'm just not feeling Hawkeye.
Yeah, not enough to warrant a hot toy purchase yet.
Yeah, I'll buy the action figure.
Sure.
You won't, but I will.
$200 action figure? Hawkeye is the one action figure I am looking forward to.
But yeah, a $200 hot toy, that one's the one that I could see being the Abigail Whistler or the Odin of this set.
Very possible. But then again, they could make his accessories so kick-ass that it's just hard to pass up on.
Then Captain America. I'm loving Avengers Cap. One of the big reasons I picked up that 10-inch figure was the metallic look on the shield. I'm just... The accessories, the last Cap was so good, but this one, I like his Avengers outfit better, helmet not excluded. And so I can definitely see me going for this one.
Yeah, his boots seem more high tech. The whole outfit seems upgraded. And I'm kind of glad that I didn't get the original Cap outfit one, because like I said, if I'm going to make my Avengers assembled, that's the one that I want to have representing Cap.
What I feel is with Cap more than any of the others, he's so different than his previous incarnation. And this is more comic booky, you know, Iron Man, Mark 7, it's got its differences, but the average person's not going to pick up on it. Thor, the same thing. It's got its differences, but the average person may not pick up on it. This Cap, everyone's going to know the difference. The last one, the costume designer of Captain America the First Avenger gave it such a 40s feel, and this feels 21st century Cap. So I see no reason to have to pick and choose. I'm getting both. Then this one surprised me. I honestly didn't think they'd make this one. Another Black Widow. They made one in the Iron Man 2 line. She did not sell very quickly. There were some discounts on her. She was the Odin of the Iron Man 2 line. Now, in the secondary market, her value has gone up. I unfortunately was thinking, oh, I don't need Black Widow, and then spent like $100 extra that I didn't need to by waiting, because I didn't think they'd come out with her again.
Oh, Arnie, you're so cute.
Well, they needed to get her with a haircut, because her hair is going to be different in this movie.
Again, the average person wouldn't notice. It's the same black outfit. This one is with Hawkeye. I really got to see if it's as big of an upgrade as, say, the Ultimate Iron Man Mark II armor was to the previous Mark II armor, then I could see getting her. But this may be the hot toy where I go, you know, my current Black Widow is good enough. She can still assemble with my Avengers.
I guess it depends on if any more nude photos leak of ScarJo.
That could help me buy it, too.
I know.
But there is one more. And if I had to sell a car for one...
And you might.
What?
I would be able to say, I have a Hulk.
Now, I hope they're not cheating in this preview picture by sitting him up on a stand or something. If he's actually that tall in scale to the rest of them, you're going to have one hell of a hot toy.
If you look at his feet, they appear to be in the same location as Hawkeye's feet. You can barely see it, but Hulk has some big cankles. And yeah, he stands. I've been complaining constantly about the Hulk scale in the Hasbro line. This one is the one that I go, that feels like a good scale for Hulk. He's about 2 feet taller than everybody else. So he'd be standing 8.5 to 9 feet tall, big, muscular. You give me even an average hot toy sculpt, and the only green I'll be seeing is the Hulk because it will have flown out of my wallet.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the full gallery on that Hulk. Because as cool and as awesome as the sculpt they can do on it, I might have some issues with the visual seams and the articulation. Because he's obviously going to be without a shirt. So you're going to be able to see all the little seams in his elbow and his wrist and all that stuff. And I'm hoping they do a good enough job of concealing it that it doesn't become an eyesore.
That's a good point. We'll have to see how they do it. And also, I mean, from the picture, it's really hard to tell. I mean, I suppose they could do it where he's, like, wearing a green suit the way they put clothes on everyone else, but then you'd have the problem with his skin wrinkling.
Yeah, I don't know that I would want to go that way either, you know, unless they have some new magic real skin feel technology that we've never seen before. But are we certain that these are even prototype pictures? This could just be teaser images, for all we know, except for the Nick Fury.
It's all in shadow, so it very well may be teaser images, but, and looking at that image of the Hulk, it's hard to believe that they could do it with no joints visible.
Yeah, you would see something around the shoulder. Oh, Avengers, Hot Toys. Like Arnie said, I may need to sell a car.
I'm looking at their Bruce Lee one, because he's shirtless, and you definitely see some seams in the shoulder and the elbow and the wrist. I mean, it's basically their true type body without a shirt on. So we got to see what they do with the Hulk, because the Hulk, they can't use a standard body on him. And I think he's going to be about the same size as Ironmonger, really, and hopefully not as expensive, but probably as expensive.
I would assume right at the same price point. But then again, a lot less detailed mechanical work going into it. So we could be surprised. It could be a little bit less.
And possibly less accessories. I mean, the Hulk, he may need some different hands, but he certainly doesn't need a BFG or...
You got smash hands.
Now, what I could see them doing, though, is going all out and doing like they did with the Bespin Luke Skywalker and having a Ruffalo with the Hulk.
Possibly. But once again, I don't know if I need to display a Ruffalo with the rest of my action figures.
Only if you can get the Elektra.
Didn't you say no figures with loafers?
Yep. That's a pretty good rule to live by.
Well, I think in one teaser image, Hot Toys has actually done me a favor. Because in one image, they have shown me my entire Marvel high-end collecting for 2012.
Just like a little check box as you mark them off, right?
But it's going to avoid my wanderlust. Like, I was eyeing that premium format Black Widow. I thought it looked great. I thought it had a great sculpt, a really eerily good facial likeness. But that's $350 I got to put towards my Hot Toys now. It's going to really keep my focus driven. I'm not going to be buying any more, like, impulse buy $75 of 10-inch toys because I got to be focused because my Avengers need to be Hot Toys assembled.
Yeah, this picture represents anywhere between $1,500 and $2,000. So start saving now.
And to help you out, Sideshow revised their FlexPay options. My big hope is I earn enough on buying six of them that the seventh one is free in Sideshow reward points.
Could get pretty close.
I could. I'm really thinking that may happen. But, you know, I am going to spend a little money wastefully because that's what I do.
Yes.
I found a new website called Fiverr. F-I-V-E-R-R. This is a really weird website. Marjorie, you hadn't heard of it before I started talking about it. Justin, have you heard of this site?
I have not.
It's a site where basically you can go and get people to do things.
Clean.
Clean.
Not dirty.
For $5. So, like, say you're designing a web page and you're having some trouble with your HTML and your CSS. There are people on here that for $5 will help you fix it. Or say you've decided you want to tell your boss to take this job and shove it and you just don't have the balls. There's people on here who for $5 will record a video message telling your boss to shove it. There's all kinds of things. They will do resume reviews. They'll just listen to you if you need someone to talk to. There was somebody offering Valentine's Day date advice. They'll draw pictures. Well, there's a lot of musicians on there who will do songs for $5. And, you know, for $5, you kind of get what you pay for. The quality may be a little sketchy or not. But I've decided every show from now to the Avengers movie release, I'm going to pay $5 and have somebody create an Avengers song.
Wow.
I can't wait.
I got my first one already. This guy, he didn't know much about Avengers, but he got really excited about it when I started giving him the details and told him all the characters to include and everything. His name was Status Mixtapes on Fiverr, and he'll do a 16-verse rap for you about anything you want for $5.
Yay.
So here is his rap about the Avengers.
All the soldiers, across the land, we salute you, before you we say, all the soldiers, across the land, we salute you, before you we stand, before you we stand.
So I just got my hands on the latest action figures. Go figures. I don't want any lip. I'm with Black Widow. She's doing black flips. Wearing heels. Captain America's got a shield. And all the power that it yields. Hawkeye shooting trick arrows. This guy's hunting down more than just sparrows. Nick Fury making a fashion statement with his eye patch. Now do the Hulk smash. Hulk's a mean green fighting machine. Iron Man's another sly good guy. Not to mention this guy has the ability to fly. All the wild roars hammering on the bad guys working out his thighs.
All the soldiers across the land, we salute you, before you we stand. All the soldiers across the land, we salute you, before you we stand. Before you we stand. We stand. Oh.
You couldn't see it, but I'm over here crunking.
Only $5 to bring you that joy.
That's great. I think I found a new pastime.
Now, he sent me the lyrics. I got to point out a couple of these. All the while, Thor's hammering on the bad guys, working out his thighs. Hawkeye shooting trick arrows. This guy's hunting down more than just sparrows.
Oh, wow.
But it's a catchy little riff. I gotta say, the guy did a good job.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Not too bad. I mean, better than I could do.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's better than any of us could do here.
So that is our first Avengers rap.
Now I think we need to come up with something for like our outro lyrics. We should end each week on a rap.
There's people that'll do that for $5.
Yes. You know what, Justin? I anticipated that. And so, here is our goodbye rap.
Superhero swagging, the competition be lagging. The latest Marvel collectibles I be bagging. Iron Man, Spider-Man, Avengers, Ghost Rider. Marvelicioustoys.com is my insider. Making me a superhero, not a zero. Thanks to our hosts, Justin, Arnie, and Marjorie. They prepared this fine podcast for you and me. Browsing the Marvelicious forums, just another great way to fight boredom. Marvel brand statues and figures for growing men, not just boys. Until next time, true collectors, make mine Marvelicious toys. Marvelicious.
Listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at marvelicioustoys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show at marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Podcast enhancement by Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars Collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all of the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2012, all rights reserved.
What about your Walmarts? Have you seen anything new or exciting going on there? What was that?
An aborted sneeze.
It was a sneeze that was almost a full term and then miscarried.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that come back to haunt you. They come back more pissed off than they were before.
Our Walmarts are as barren as a postmenopausal woman.
Ouch!
Graphic.
Thank God I'm still pausal.
Not a day goes by that I don't say the same thing, Marge.
I know.
Every day.
Our Walmart. Thriller, Maddie, Thriller.
Is it sad that we all get that reference?
No, it's a good movie. It's one of the best switcheroo movies ever. It's the best switcheroo movie.
I don't know. The change-up is pretty good.
What?
Yeah,
that movie was horrible.
I wasn't enthralled. I thought it had its
even
moment.
A baby pooping it? In Justin Bateman's mouth did not redeem that movie.
Jason Bateman. Don't drag my name into the mud on this one.
You said Justin Bateman because his sister had a Justine. Sex change.
It's all too confusing.
All right, back on track.
Sadly, the manager of the Toys R Us used to know us as Mr. and Mrs. Star Wars. And when we walk in the store, he goes, "Hey, it's Mr. and Mrs. Star Wars." And then he left. He went back to Arizona.
Aww. He was Steve the Pirate.
Yeah, because he wore a pirate costume.
All the time?
No, just on Halloween. So we called him Steve the Pirate. He was a nice old man. We have a weird life.
You gotta be careful. I know you're gonna want to throw these things, and don't throw them at the stealth Iron Man.
Why? Go. So you hit War Machine. Way to go. How about you don't play with your toys anymore? That's $200 and some. That's like, what, 12?
Yeah, but I'm getting a new War Machine. I hit him right in the chest. This is known as the part of the show where Arnie breaks things.
And you upset Stanley.
Did you break your War Machine live?
No. Cap shield just flung off and hit War Machine in the chest.
Double up. All right, that's enough. Give me Captain America. You're done. But if he doesn't do anything, why has he got so many screw holes?
I want that thing that Marjorie just said isolated for later use. That's awesome. If he doesn't do anything, why does he have so many screw holes? At some point, we can use that out of context.
Oh, that's just foul. He humps.
He humps.
He's got some pelvic thrusting.
Maybe a different gun. I don't remember her having quite such a large gun before. That's what she said.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
Actually, here, I'll look.
Yeah, I'm doing a search, too, but my...
Nope, she had a big gun. She had a BFG and the same hair color.
That is actually biological sexual harassment. I'm very sorry that I've subjected you to my cleavage.
I've not heard biological sexual
harassment. Yes, there's men who complain about cleavage and call it biological sexual harassment.
I complain about cleavage. There's simply not enough of it.
Yeah.
Just remember, there are 7 Avengers coming, but we've spent 5 of them on your purses.
So you can't have Avengers because of my purse?
I'm just saying...
We only got 2 purses. Why can't we measure it in the purses?
Okay. I'm going to be spending 2.5 purses in Hot Toys.